You talked about using ultrasound to identify these patients. To what extent do you think that's being done in the United States?
It's patchy. I think it's coming in a lot of places. You know, I travel around quite a few centers in the US, and it's definitely now becoming more common to do that. And it's dead easy. Everybody has ultrasound machines. Everybody who has a breast lump has breast ultrasound. Dead easy to put it on the axilla. Having said that, dead easy to put it on, but it actually takes a bit of time to get used to looking for those nodes. But when the radiologists are getting much better now, and as soon as you can see anything, putting a needle in is not that difficult, in fact. You know, it's cheap, straightforward, has very few complications. You've got nothing to lose, even though it might miss 50% of nodes. That doesn't matter, because we'll get those on sentinel node. But just detecting 50% of those involved nodes means that those women don't have to go through a sentinel node biopsy and then an axilla dissection.